This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's it going for Democrats in a state that should be easy for them? California. How's the Democrat agenda playing there?
There's a new poll from the Public Policy Institute of California, and it shows that voters in the deep blue state oppose trans athletes participating in women's sports. I think we have that number right there. Yeah, it's 65%. And that includes nearly half of Democrats. That statistic in California, as this debate over trans athletes in women's sports still rages on.
65% in California. Really, though, please dig in. Including a near majority of Democrats. I mean, you got just under 50% of Democrats basically in that poll saying, men do not belong in women's sports. They don't even care what their own voters think, which is, you know, she really explains why they're in such a hurry to find new voters and bring them to this country. The laws of this country be darned. Okay, here's Democrat Attorney General from Maine, Aaron Fry. Sounding a lot like Baghdad Bob. Remember him from Iraq? Walking around going for the cameras for CNN. We're winning the war. Yeah, no, we are. We're fine. Sure about that, Baghdad? Yeah, no, we're good. Lee, what I'm about to play for you could not have been said better by the Soviet Politburo. This is Democrat Attorney General Aaron Fry explaining that it's totally fair, biologically, to have men in women's sports.
There are no concerns of safety. There are no concerns about individuals who are just choosing which gender they want to give themselves in order to participate. Both federal and state law support that trans girls are going to be able to participate in high school sports.
No. See, Biden lost. Might have missed that part.
Yeah.
And that was an executive order that's gone now. And also, there are no concerns. I mean, did he miss the congressional testimony of the poor girl from North Carolina who has brain damage, seizures, had to stop playing volleyball because she got dinged in the head? That girl who has now had to have tutors, and she used to be a straight A student, tutors and coaches because she has brain damage. She sometimes has trouble walking, although she's getting better at it. No, I guess you could just say, you know, hey, if we're going to operate that way, Lake and Riley never existed. This girl never existed. Never happened. Didn't happen. Just didn't know. No, didn't happen. That's your position. They're going with it. Overnight, more bad news for the Democrats. This is, Lee, a CNN poll. A majority of voters, favor deporting St. Kilmer. Gang members like him? Illegal immigrants with crimes? Oh, yeah, them. But also all illegal immigrants from the United States. Let me repeat that. A majority of voters favor deporting all illegal immigrants from the United States.
Sort of sounds like what we voted for, wasn't it?
Yes, sort of does. It's really weird. 56% support deporting all 11 million. There's actually 50. All 11 million illegal immigrants. And that's CNN polling, Lee, so it's probably 66. Yeah. This is significantly up from the 38% who said the same in 2016. So only 38% wanted to deport all of them. Now it's 56%. This is what a Biden presidency did.
Well, and also the results of their policies and the death toll and carnage left behind.
So, the support for this is just not there. And they also just don't care. Again, James Carville overnight asked by a liberal podcaster who was on the podcast, hey, should we focus on ordinary people? No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf, or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it. And history has taught us that. And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
Again, there's that word, home.
Yeah. Home is where he is now.
I mean, it was like something out of the Twilight Zone to watch the videos that Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen was posting, okay? He's in a foreign country called El Salvador, a country in which he does not have citizenship, okay? And he's doing these updates because he's trying to get to the prison to, I guess, liberate St. Kilmer. And he gets blocked by uniformed officers from just, I guess he thinks he could just walk into the prison. I don't know. It's not your country, dude. You can, I don't expect to go to, you know, pick any country. I don't care. Poland, you know, I don't know, Croatia. Mexico, Spain, I don't know. I don't expect to be able to go, hey, I'm here, I'm going to walk into your prison. Hey, I'm here, I'd like to walk wherever I would like. It's El Salvador. And he's acting like he's being, persecuted or impeded. You can't just go to a foreign country and do what you want just because you let illegal immigrant foreigners come here and do what they want. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know if it, folks, but just classic tweet. Got it up on my X feed this morning. Nayib Bukele tweeting Kilmer Abrego Garcia, miraculously risen from the death camps. He puts those in quotes. And torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. Genius to serve them all margaritas. Now that he's been confirmed healthy, Bukele says he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Why? He's a citizen of that country. You know what you're watching, though? You're watching the Democrats normalize the idea that there is no American citizenship, that there is no difference between me and you, Lee, and somebody on the transnational criminal watch list, which we're now finding out this morning that Kilmar Abrego Garcia is on the international criminal watch list, crime watch list. There's no difference between like him and you. Your family, Lee's been here, what, near since the founding? Yeah, no, no difference between you and St. Kilmar. Don't even think that way. Don't even say it. It's wrong. Racist, sexist, homophobe. They're erasing the idea that they're, that, you know, citizens versus non-citizens, as surely as they're erasing the border or tried to.
No, that's why the narrative refers to him as a Maryland resident.
Yeah, Maryland died.
Yeah.
And wife beater. I think, you know what I think, Brian, my fellow Catholics out there? There's a patron saint, if you're a Catholic, of just about everything. Lost things, children, you know, name it. There's a patron saint. We do not have a patron saint for wife beaters. We do now. He's been canonized. The patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. And by the way, we're now finding out he did it more than once. So she filed, look, she filed a police report. I didn't. I just report the news. Speaking, by the way, of crime sprees, Letitia James, Lee, is now giving interviews about the atrocity, the idea that anybody would criticize her committing mortgage fraud, her committing lending fraud, which she most certainly did when she prosecuted Trump for that very thing.
She who claimed that no one is above the law.
No one is above the law. And she's very ragey, okay?
Oh, good grief.
Very ragey. She's the attorney general who got that fraud conviction against Donald Trump.
I will not be silenced. I will not be bullied. I will not bend. I will not break. And I will not bow to anyone. No one is above the law, including the president of these United States.
Okay.
Well, the office of the attorney general will continue to stand up.
Let me follow up of some of what's in this this letter. It says.
Yeah, so then, he asks her, Lee, well, you know, the fraud charges that are out there, you know, like, did you do that? Can you clarify for that for us? I mean, you didn't really do that, did you? She had no comment. Because she did it. That's why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.